Amy Williams, Olympic bob skeleton champion. Discussing with some of the other athletes here how they were discovered or found the talent within themselves. Now, I've established that I believe you first did get into sprinting, but then how do you make the discovery to get into the bob skeleton?
Yeah, it's simpler than it sounds, really. Yeah, I was athletic sprinting. My dream was to, you know, do 400 metres. I did everything when I was younger, you know, all the sprints, everything that, you know, your school normally chucks you into. But no, I wanted to do 400 metres, and after a few years of really concentrating on it, I had a lot of different injuries, and I just knew I wasn't good enough. I wasn't quick enough. There were girls in age groups, you know, that were doing better times than me. And I think sometimes you just got to look in internally and think, right, really, you know, I'm not going to be as good as I am, you know, almost that kind of, have I failed, have I not? And I, living in Bath, took myself down to this little push track that we have.
Because this is the interesting part for me, because obviously you then get to an area where you say, well, it's not going to quite work for me here, but I'm not going to give up. I'm going to find something else that will be a skill set that I'm determined to be successful in.
Yeah, I guess I gloss over that bit, don't I? yeah, you know, I wanted to still perform. I still wanted to get my GB best. I wanted to perform. I wanted to go to an Olympics. So, you know, basically I was, I guess, searching for what else I could do. And I just happened to make friends with someone in the gym at Bath University who did skeleton. So I took myself with her down to this push track facility that we got in Bath and literally gave it a go and beat her and awkwardness. Eek. And then I saved my money up and I went to the World Push Championships in Groningen that they have in Holland most years, or they used to, and entered myself as a guest for Great Britain. And again, yeah, came second, beat the team. And that's when the coaches there were like, well, hang on a minute, do you want to have a go on the real thing? Do you want to have a go on the actual ice and see what the real sport is? So, yeah, saved up my money, my student loan at the time, and took myself out to an army ice camp, actually, at the time, to Norway for 2 weeks. And, yeah, had a go on the real thing. And I guess I was like, right, well, this could be it then. And I haven't stopped since.
Fantastic. It's an incredible story. And I was talking to some of the other guys. I mean, obviously, this is for the RFU podcast. So we were trying to look for transferable skills. Now, possibly from the sprinting side, it's more straightforward. But skeleton bob, it makes it a bit more interesting.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, one of our girls now who's come through one of the other schemes, Girl for Gold, she was from hockey, you know, so you've got that bent over power, speed, sprinting. Okay, she holds a hockey stick, but, you know, you can transfer that into our sprinting. And for us, you know, we do need sprinters. We need the power and speed at the start, but also, you know, the main part is to be able to drive the sled on the way down. Obviously, Great Britain, we don't have any ice tracks, so we obviously go for the fact that, right, if we can get world-class sprinters and power athletes, then we can, you know, teach them how to drive. Yeah, so I think you can always find different transfers or, you know, different sports, and, you know, you've got to have guts and all the other skills, you know, to do skeleton just like any other sport.
Yep. And determination, I'm sure. What other sports are you a fan of then, generally?
I'm a fan of all sports. Yes, rugby is one of my high up on the list for numerous reasons. Obviously, Bath, where I live, is a big, big rugby town, so I'm a big supporter and fan of them. But no, you know, like, I love, obviously, athletics being my background, love watching that. I love, like everyone else, getting involved in cycling, you know, in the velodrome, just watching that pure speed and power of those athletes is obviously awesome. But I think you're always a fan of every sport, really, aren't you? Because you can just see the determination that athletes have got. You can see the pride on their faces when they do well. You can just understand how hard they train and everything. And, you know, I think you can always take inspiration from watching other sports into your own life and your own sport.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, we've got London 2012 coming up next year, not a Winter Olympics. Is there any banter between the sort of winter and summer athletes in terms of competition?
Winter and summer athletes don't really mix. We're never in environments that we can actually mix and kind of get to know each other. It's very separate. And I'm actually like one of the official ambassadors for London. And I really want to show that, you know, Winter Olympics and, you know, us winter people can be friends and can do things in the summer. So, yeah, I really want to sort of cross that bridge and sort of show that actually we're all Team GB together. We're all, you know, flying the same flag, and to try and, you know, have crossovers between the sport. And again, who knows, you might find a summer person coming into winter sport like me, or vice versa. So, yeah, I think that's really important, just to realise actually we're just all athletes and, yeah, no banter. But I am very jealous that they get to compete in London for the Games.
Yeah, ab-